The program, which gives tax credits to film and some other production companies that hire Wisconsin residents or expand locally, was capped at $500,000 by former Governor Jim Doyle in 2009. Previously, the state had given as much as $4.6 million to the Hollywood film Public Enemies, portions of which were filmed in the state. Governor Walker's proposed budget keeps the credit at $500,000, despite some hopes by the film industry that he would lift that cap. In the new budget, administration of the program has shifted from the State Department of Commerce to tourism. Deputy Tourism Director Dave Fantle, who is a former and founding member of Film Wisconsin, says that he hopes to see more money for the program in the future.
Other states that are attracting the lion's share of film and television projects, they have significant tax credit programs. I think in our current situation, we have to look at our structural deficit, which is $3.6 billion, and look at the $500,000 a year and say, how can we make sure we're incubating projects and growing the state's film economy appropriately? And then I think talking with the governor's staff, I think they're very open to taking a fresh look at it after we get our fiscal house in order.
Then Governor Doyle capped the credit after a state audit revealed that Public Enemies netted only about $400,000 when the tax incentive was compared against the $5 million in business the film generated. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.